Welcome to The Rusty Hole, the podcast all about asset integrity management and corrosion monitoring. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something that most people probably don't even know exists, but trust me, it's pretty cool. We're going deep, literally, into the world of deep sea engineering and material science. We've got some excerpts from some pretty dense technical papers all about something called polymer coupon condition monitoring, or PCM for short. Stay with me here. Now, picture tiny little coupons strategically placed inside this pipeline. They're experiencing the same extreme conditions as the pipeline itself. And that, in a nutshell, is the heart of polymer coupon condition monitoring. That's what we're diving into today.
That's a great way to put it. Those flexible risers, that's what these pipelines are called. They're vital for deep sea oil and gas extraction. They have to withstand immense pressure from the weight of all that water above, not to mention handling big swings in temperature and resisting the corrosive effects of seawater. It's a really demanding job.
Okay, so we've got these pipelines battling the elements 24/7, but how do they actually wear and tear over time? Is it like rust on a car, or is it something totally different?
It's a bit more complicated than rust. Unlike metal, which shows visible signs of corrosion, polymer degradation is harder to detect. Polymers are these long chains of molecules, and these chains can actually break down over time because of the harsh conditions they're exposed to.
So it's like a slow, invisible breakdown happening on a microscopic level.
Exactly. And because this degradation is so hard to detect, companies used to just replace these pipelines before their expected lifespan was even up, just to be on the safe side. But that meant spending huge amounts of money and potentially wasting perfectly good pipeline.
All right, so it's incredibly wasteful. Not to mention the environmental impact of manufacturing and transporting all that new pipe just to replace something that might not even need replacing. So how do these polymer coupons come into play?
This is where it gets really interesting. Instead of just guessing, engineers can now actually monitor the health of the pipeline using these coupons. PCM provides a way to continuously assess the integrity of the pipeline, and even more importantly, it can help predict its remaining service life.
Wait, so by analyzing these tiny coupons, they can predict when a whole pipeline might need to be replaced. That's some serious crystal ball stuff, but how does it actually work?
It all comes down to understanding how polymers age at the molecular level. Think of it like this. A brand new polymer is like this long, sturdy chain. As it ages, the links in that chain start to break down, and that weakens the whole structure.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do they actually monitor this chain breaking process? Do they have like tiny little cameras inside the pipeline watching these molecules?
Not quite cameras, but the concept is similar. They actually create these coupons using the same material as the pipeline's protective sheath, and then they insert them at strategic points along the pipeline. So these coupons are experiencing the exact same flow pressure and chemical exposure as the rest of the pipeline.
So they're like tiny little skies embedded within the pipeline itself, gathering intel on the conditions inside. But hold on, if these coupons are inside the pipeline, how do they even get to them? Do they have to shut the whole thing down just to take a peek?
That's the beauty of it. They don't. They use a specialized retrieval tool that lets them periodically extract these coupons without ever interrupting the pipeline's operation.
That's seriously clever. So these coupons get pulled out, and then what? What kind of detective work do they do in the lab?
Well, there are actually different types of coupons, each one designed to reveal different things about the pipeline's health. The most common type is called a disc coupon. They use those to analyze changes in the polymer's molecular weight, which, as we discussed, is a key indicator of how much it's degraded. They also look at changes in chemical properties and even the hardness of the polymer.
Wow, so these tiny coupons can tell us a whole lot about the condition of a massive pipeline. But they don't just stick one tiny coupon in there and call it a day, right? How many of these little spies are we talking about?
You're right, it's not just one. The number of coupons depends on a few factors, like the diameter of the pipeline and the flow conditions inside. Basically, the wider the pipe or the faster the flow, the more coupons they'll need to get a clear picture of what's happening.
So it's all about strategically placing these coupons to get the best intel on the pipeline's condition. It's like a carefully planned mission. This is all incredibly cool, but I'm sure our listeners are thinking, okay, this is fascinating, but why should I care about polymer coupons?
Can you break down the real-world benefits of this whole system for us?
Absolutely. This isn't just some cool science experiment. This has some really important real-world benefits. First and foremost, it's all about safety. By being able to identify potential issues before they become critical problems, they can prevent pipeline failures.
Ah.
And you can imagine what kind of disastrous consequences a pipeline failure could have.
Right, a leak in a deep sea pipeline would be a total environmental nightmare. So by using PCM, they're basically playing it safe and trying to avoid those worst case scenarios.
Exactly. And on top of preventing disasters, they're also saving a ton of money. Remember how we talked about how companies used to just replace pipelines just in case? Well, with PCM, they only have to replace them when they absolutely need to. So it's a win for the environment and a win for the company's bottom line. I love it when we find a good win-win.
Hmm.
But, you know, this makes me wonder, could this same technology be used to monitor other things underwater, too? Like, what about those massive oil rigs?
That's a really interesting question, and actually it's something that researchers are already looking into. While PCM is mainly focused on those flexible polymer pipelines, the ideas behind it could definitely be adapted to monitor other materials and structures in harsh environments. I mean, just imagine using similar techniques to assess the health of metal components on oil rigs, or even the concrete foundations of those huge offshore wind farms.
That's pretty mind-blowing. It's like giving these massive structures a checkup without even having to bring them to the surface. But let's zoom back in on our polymer coupons for a second. So we've talked about how they work in theory, but what about the actual practical side of things? Like, how often do they pull these coupons out, and what kind of detective work are they actually doing with that data?
Well, the frequency of how often they retrieve those coupons really depends on a few factors, like what type of polymer it is, how rough the conditions are down there, and, you know, just how closely they want to keep an eye on that pipeline. It could be anywhere from a few months to a couple of years.
Okay, so it's not like they're constantly sending that little submarine down every other day. What happens once they actually have the data, though? How do they go from looking at, you know, molecular weight and hardness to actually making a decision about the pipeline?
Well, that's where the real expertise of material scientists and engineers comes in. They take all of that data and they start looking for any trends or patterns that might tell us something about how that polymer is aging. And using that information, they can estimate how much life that pipeline has left. And from there, they can recommend when it might need some maintenance or even a full replacement.
So it's kind of like a doctor analyzing blood work. But instead of checking your cholesterol levels, they're checking for signs of polymer breakdown.
That's a great analogy. And just like with a blood test, the more data points they have, the more accurate their diagnosis and prognosis is going to be. It's this constant learning process that helps them refine their understanding of how these polymers behave under these extreme conditions.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly promising. But is there anything that this technology just can't do? I mean, are there any limitations or challenges we should know about with PCM? It almost seems too good to be true.
Well, you're right. It is a really powerful tool. But it's important to remember that PCM isn't a magic bullet. One of the biggest limitations is that it's really focused on that polymer sheath itself. But a riser system, it's got a bunch of other parts too, like those metal layers and end fittings we talked about earlier. Those need to be inspected and maintained just as carefully.
So it's like you're getting a detailed report card for one part of the system. But you still got to make sure that all the other parts are in good working order too.
Exactly. It's a crucial piece of the puzzle, but it's not the whole picture. I mean, think about it. You wouldn't just check your car's tire pressure and assume everything's fine, would you? You'd want to make sure the engine brakes and everything else are running smoothly, too.
Yeah, that makes sense. So PCM is a really important tool, but it needs to be part of a bigger plan for keeping those pipelines in good shape. Are there any other limitations or challenges with this technology?
Well, one thing is that it relies on taking those physical samples. Remember that little submarine we talked about? Retrieving those coupons still requires specialized equipment and expertise. And that does add a bit of cost and complexity to the whole process.
Right. You can't just send any old scuba diver down there to grab a coupon. Are there any efforts to make PCM even better? Or are we pretty much at the peak of what this technology can do?
Oh, definitely not. Researchers are always working on ways to improve it. They're experimenting with new materials for the coupons, developing even more sensitive analytical techniques, and just generally trying to figure out how to get even more information out of the data.
So the future of polymer coupon condition monitoring is looking pretty bright.
Absolutely. As we keep pushing further into deeper water and more extreme environments, these kinds of technologies are going to be absolutely crucial. We need them to ensure the safety and reliability of all of our offshore operations. Who knows what the next breakthrough will be? Maybe someday we'll have sensors embedded right into the pipeline itself, giving us real-time updates on its health.
Wow, that would be incredible. It really is amazing to see how far we've come in terms of monitoring and maintaining these really important pieces of infrastructure. So to wrap things up for our deep divers today, We learned that those massive pipelines that bring oil and gas up from the ocean floor, they're facing some pretty intense conditions down there. But luckily, engineers have come up with a pretty ingenious system to keep tabs on their health. We're talking about polymer coupons, those tiny little spies embedded within the pipeline itself. We've talked about the science behind how those coupons actually work the logistics of retrieving them, and the huge benefits they offer, not just for safety, but also for saving money and protecting the environment. So the next time you hear about deep sea oil and gas, take a moment to think about those tiny polymer coupons working hard behind the scenes, keeping everything running smoothly. And who knows, maybe this deep dive has sparked your curiosity about other innovations shaping the future of underwater engineering. Until next time, deep divers. So if you're into asset integrity management or corrosion monitoring, or heck, if you just like learning how to keep things from rusting away, make sure you hit that subscribe button.
And hey, don't forget to tell your friends. Spread the word about the Rusty Hole. Until next time, thanks for listening.